Good afternoon. A wave of low pressure along a nearly stationary boundary that's been plaguing the mid-Atlantic region with excessive rainfall over the last several days is now drifting to the north and into interior New York and New England. Rain continues to overspread the region from south to north, and it'll be a wet afternoon across all of interior New York and New England. Gradually, the steady rain will wind down as scattered showers late in the day and through the evening, but not before most of the region has a soaking rain on this Saturday. Due to the extended period of clouds and showers, most of the region will remain in the 50s for afternoon highs, although closer to the Canadian border, where precipitation will take longer to begin and become more scattered earlier, highs will reach into the 60s. The upper-level portion of the storm will then have to move through over the next 24 hours, and as a result, scattered showers are still possible tonight, maybe even a rumble of thunder with jet stream energy passing by. Otherwise, cloudy skies, areas of fog and drizzle. Temperatures will remain in the 50s during the overnight period. Still some scattered showers, maybe even a thunderstorm early in the day on Sunday, then increasing sunshine as high pressure begins to build in. A breeze will pick up out of the west and become gusty, but this will only help temperatures get back into the lower and middle 70s. That high pressure center will dominate, keeping it dry on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s for afternoon highs. Another weak disturbance will head our way with a few showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday in the lower 70s, but it looks dry Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, with temperatures staying in the 70s under a mix of sun and clouds, even near 80 by the end of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a plume of moisture extending from Florida northward to the northern Appalachians and into parts of the Great Lakes will continue over much of the East Coast through the weekend. The best chance for heavy to excessive rainfall will be along the boundary from the central Appalachians to the mid-Atlantic, and the Weather Prediction Center has highlighted this region in a slight risk for excessive rainfall today. Flash flood watches and warnings remain in effect for southern New Jersey and Pennsylvania, south into most of North Carolina, including Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia. Meanwhile, severe thunderstorms are likely today from the Missouri Valley, including Kansas City, south and west into the Red River Valley of Texas to Wichita Falls. This area will have scattered to widespread thunderstorms as Gulf moisture lifts northward ahead of an approaching trough, and the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has identified this sector of the country as having an enhanced risk for severe weather, with strong wind gusts and hail the primary threats, but even a few tornadoes are possible. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 17 at Estcourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain and thunderstorms, lower 60s. Boston, cloudy with rain in the mid-50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 70 degrees, the average low 48. The record high 91 set in 1989, and the record low 29 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:29 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:15 p.m., 14 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid-60s closer to the Canadian border, staying in the 50s toward Glens Falls. Scattered showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm. Also, areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Scattered showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows staying in the 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Scattered showers tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows staying in the 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Scattered showers tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows staying in the 50s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Scattered showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with areas of fog and drizzle. Lows will stay in the 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, scattered showers in the morning, then some sunshine in the afternoon, becoming quite breezy but milder in the 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s on Monday. A scattered shower or thunderstorm Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 70s. Mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday, and staying partly sunny with highs near 80 on Friday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.